Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it is great to be with you. I hope you've recovered from last week's illness.
Yeah, we're tumbling into that time of year where when one person gets sick, we all tend to get it here. So thankfully, we're all out of it. And it just occurred to me, I was only 10 years old when this show started, Jack. 31 years, I'm 41, so there
Holy
you go.
Holy smokes. Did you just have a birthday? Did you just celebrate?
No, it's been a while, but it just hit me today for some reason after years of doing this with you.
Wow, think of that. You could have listened to me as a toddler, but as a youngster, an adolescent. Well, let's outline what we're going to talk about this week, Chris, because there's plenty of news. Of course, the elephant in the room is Donald Trump's election and what it might do to electric vehicle sales. And of course, this isn't a political program, but it's going to have some effect, I imagine, on the auto industry. So we'll have some news and our thoughts on that coming up. What do Americans want from their cars? Well, a new survey reveals that they want something that's pretty simple, and we'll tell you about what it is and how you might use it coming up. Would you rather subscribe to your car rather than buying or leasing it? Another question. Another brand is giving car subscriptions a try in the United States, and I'll tell you about their plans. And there's a new system that might protect children on school buses, so something I imagine we're all in favor of, so we'll give you details on that. Chris, it has been an eventful week, hasn't it?
Oh, man, I feel like we've lived a couple of lifetimes over the past 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, absolutely true. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can have some fun with your cars. We're all about that. And you have a interesting road test vehicle this time around, Chris. What is it?
I do. I spent the week behind the wheel of the 2025 Kia Sorento. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
I can't wait to hear all about it. I will be talking about the 2024 Mazda CX-50 Turbo Premium Plus, and this week, our special guest is Sam Fiorani, who is a friend of the show and vice president of global forecasting at Auto Forecast Solutions. So we have a ton of show for you. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
The holidays are coming up, and I know they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but I was feeling stressed about getting what I needed for hosting. So I went to Kohl's, where I not only found amazing deals on everything from decor to table essentials to cooking must-haves, I also got 20% off with a coupon. So if you want to truly be the host with the most this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends November 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nerad back with you. We're so glad Chris is back with us and back healthy after a week off. It's been an eventful week in the news, to say the least, and we have a lot to talk about. Of course, this is not a political show, but we have to talk about the fact that Donald Trump has been elected the presidency, and that could have pretty significant impacts on the auto industry. I mean, he made that part of his platform and proposals. What's your overall quick reaction to what we're likely to see, Chris?
Well, I think electric vehicles are going to see a shift. I mean, if he does anywhere near the level of changes that he suggested, I mean, I think we could see a reduction in things that we saw with the Inflation Reduction Act. So like fewer incentives, tax credits, that sort of thing, maybe more tariffs on imported vehicles. You never know. So I think there's going to be a change. I think also, it just really depends on how many of these things he's actually able to accomplish in the next 4 years and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, some of these things are proposals that have not even been fully, I guess, implemented. Emissions, for example, or electric vehicle mandate. There isn't precisely an electric vehicle mandate, but to meet the emission standards, you essentially have to sell as a manufacturer electric vehicles to meet the mandate. So that might change. I think there was a groundswell of support, I think, among union members in Michigan for that kind of situation. But we shall see what happens with that. There is still a lot of unspent money in the inflation, quote unquote, Inflation Reduction Act that may not get spent or get spent in a different way. A lot of different things could happen. We might see EV tax credits rescinded. I can't imagine that will happen immediately or in any kind of draconian now they're there, now they're not kind of thing. I think it probably wean those down, if anything. But it certainly will be different. And this whole tariff situation is maybe the largest of the things that might happen. I mean, I think a lot of people probably don't realize that many car makers in the United States feel very threatened by the Chinese, very fearful that low-cost Chinese cars would come into the market, not just EVs either, but conventional vehicles as well. For instance, and I think a lot of people don't realize this, the Chinese now have 10% market share in Mexico. So I think even the threat of tariffs might be protective to the American industry. And I think you know me, Chris, I'm kind of a free trader. I'm not a big fan of tariffs because I think in some ways they increase costs for us individually as consumers. But I'm curious as to your thoughts on what might happen tariff-wise.
Yeah, I think, you know, the threat of tariffs or even the implementation of tariffs will definitely slow down the flow of Chinese or maybe even stop the flow of Chinese vehicles if they were to start being sold here. I mean, the strongest part of their foundation is the price, right? So without that value incentive to buyers, the Chinese vehicles may or may not be as appealing. I will say, though, depending on how they're implemented and if they expand beyond just Chinese vehicles to other parts and components that automakers use, we could all be paying more for price for vehicles, right? I mean, the car companies aren't going to be paying these tariffs. The buyers are. So I think, you know, there needs to be some strategy rather than just a blanket, kind of concept of a plan for tariffs, if you will, to use Trump's words.
Right. And tariffs actually have been kind of bipartisan. I mean, the Biden administration has also proposed tariffs and have kept tariffs that Trump instituted 4 or 5 years ago, or longer ago than that. So we shall see what happens. It will have an effect on the auto industry, and we'll keep you informed about that here on America on the Road, because that's what we do. Well, there is a new survey out on what Americans want from their cars, and maybe they don't want as much complication as some people think. Maybe they don't want their cars to drive themselves, for example. But one thing they might want, and this is from a company called Vera Mobility, who did a survey, they found that 51% of U.S. drivers like the idea of having their car as a digital wallet and to pay for parking, to pay for tolls, other transactions, maybe drive-through, a restaurant kind of transactions, that kind of stuff. My wife likes to buy coffee at drive-throughs a lot, that kind of thing. What's your take? Are you a big user of Apple Wallet and that kind of thing? Or
I'm not. In fact, I have a credit card connected to my Apple Wallet on my phone, and I think I might use it when I'm at the airport and don't feel like pulling out 17 things to cash out. I mean, look, you and I, we're of the mindset, and we've agreed on this many times, that more is often not the best when it comes to infotainment and technology and cars. I think we're just piling more and more stuff into these vehicles, making them more distracting, more complicated to use. And ultimately, it's more things to break or that you have to pay for down the road, right? A lot of these things are going to come in subscription services and things too. So I'm definitely of the mindset that less is more when it comes to a vehicle that you actually need to pay attention to operate safely.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. If this could be absolutely transparent, I like the idea of going through a drive-through and you don't have to pull out your credit card and get that swiped or tap it or whatever. Not that it's that difficult or onerous, but, you know, that wouldn't be bad. I'm not sure that I would ever take the time to institute that in my car, though. So
yeah.
Well, another car company is optimistic about the future of new vehicle subscriptions. We're kind of fascinated by this because we've just seen another brand rescind and just throw away their program. This is Volkswagen these days. Volkswagen Financial Services is in the process of doing a test market of subscription services for a wide variety of Volkswagen models. We've kind of kicked this around before, but it's rearing its head again. What's your take on this, Chris?
Well, I think, you know, this is what, the third or fourth time that an automaker or a third party has tried to do this in the United States. And, you know, the one you referenced earlier, Volvo, that just recently pulled their program back. We hear a lot of fanfare when these programs hit the road and then they just kind of die and then nobody ever hears about them again. You go to a dealer, you don't see many signs or signage for it. So, I just don't know that Americans in general are really that hot on these sort of programs. It seems like we all prefer to buy or lease vehicles, but you never know. Volkswagen's got a few different types of vehicles in its lineup, a few more than Volvo does. So I have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this plays out. I mean, there is something to be said for, one monthly payment and you know what it is and it covers everything. I think what Volvo found out was that people are so different that their insurance rates would be widely different. And some are paying way too much and some are paying way too little in a subscription service. Maybe that's one of the reasons they decided to say goodbye. It also strikes me, this doesn't seem all that cheap to me. The monthly payment for a Jetta subscription is $599. That covers 1,000 miles, maintenance, insurance, and roadside assistance. And there's an activation fee of $495. So if you're going to do this on a short-term basis, a couple months, I mean, you've got to throw in that added $500 on top of everything else. I don't know that this pencils for a lot of people, and I don't know that there's a lot of people who just need a car for a couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, people like to get down on leasing and say, you know, you're basically renting a vehicle for 3 years. You don't own it at the end of the term. At least when you lease a vehicle, you have the option with most automakers to buy that vehicle at the end of the lease term for an agreed upon residual number. With a subscription, you're just paying until you get done, and then you hand the car back. I mean, you literally are just renting a car. I think that's kind of unappealing for a lot of people. Although, you know, given depreciation for some models, it might be appealing. Who knows?
Yeah. That just seems like a big nut, you know, for a pretty basic car. But
Think as often as I buy cars, I would be really excited about something like that. But I don't know if it's really my speed.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing I'd like to point out, too. And this is for the safety of school children. There's a company called Haas Alert that has partnered with another company called United Safety and Survivability Corporation. I'm in favor of survivability. They are putting out a thing called Safety Cloud that basically alerts drivers around school buses when school buses are stopped and picking up kids. And I think that's a pretty cool thing. I mean, a little warning in that kind of situation. I think we see a lot of essential problems around school buses. I see that all the time where people are trying to pass them and kids are walking around, stuff like that. I mean, your quick take on that, Chris.
Yeah, I'm on board with this 100%. You know, here in New England, we have really narrow roads that were built, you know, sometimes 300 or 400 years ago for horse trailers and horse wagons, I should say, and having a school bus come around a corner unexpectedly can be a big shock, even if you're traveling below the speed limit. So I think it would be a big help.
Very good. Well, when we come back, it will be road test time, and I will be road testing the Mazda CX-50 in turbo form, and you're road testing the Kia Sorento, a vehicle I once had something to do with way back in the Wayback Machine. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nierad, back with you for road test time. We love driving other people's cars and then telling you all about them. And Chris, you're driving a vehicle from Kia that I haven't driven in a while, actually, but I'd love to hear you tell us all about it.
Yeah, Jack, I was driving the 2025 Kia Sorento. It's a midsize SUV. You can get it with three rows. And it's a pretty good value to start at around $32,000. I know, a few years back, that would have seemed like a lot of money, but in today's automotive world, that feels like quite a value. Before I go too far, Jack, I know you said it's been a while since you've driven it, but what are your last impressions of the Sorento?
You know, I go way, way back with the Sorento. When I was on the PR side of this business back in a dark portion of my life, Chris, I helped introduce the Sorento to the market. And I have always liked it. It's been an interesting vehicle and maybe underrated, I think. In terms of value, I think it's always been a very strong value.
Yeah, I agree. I can remember back in like 2008 shopping for a new SUV and finding a Kia Sorento to be a huge value compared to like a Toyota Highlander or something. But taking a step back, so I mentioned you can start this at around $32,000 for the base model. I tested the very highest trim level, which is the X-Pro Prestige. Try saying that three or four times fast in a row. It has a price tag that starts a little bit more than $48,000. So there's a pretty big spread for pricing here. And you can even go a little bit higher than that if you opt for one of the hybrid trims. But the X-Pro Prestige gets the turbocharged 2.5-liter four-cylinder. The base model has just the four-cylinder with no turbo. It's 281 horsepower, 311 pound-feet of torque, and you get an 8-speed dual-clutch transmission in this vehicle with all-wheel drive. So one of the things we've talked about in the past, Jack, is how we like that Hyundai and Kia liberally use their dual-clutch transmissions. You can find them in everything from hybrid sedans to family SUVs. And I enjoy the way it works. I think it works smoothly. It's refined. There's not a lot of the jerkiness that you would find with a more aggressive DCT, like some in the Volkswagen vehicles. And it just gives it a more responsive feel, right? I mean, you still feel the gear shifts and everything, but it keeps the engine working hard, so there's decent acceleration. And with 311 pound-feet of torque, you know, this vehicle does feel quicker than it really is. This vehicle also came with all-wheel drive. Front-wheel drive is standard. I think that if you were buying this and you, even if you lived in a snowy climate, with the right set of tires, you could get away with front-wheel drive. I know a lot of people around here go for the cheaper model just and go for better tires. So you definitely don't always have to have all-wheel drive. Handling here is pretty decent. There's some body roll. I mean, it's a three-row SUV. You shouldn't expect to be taking this thing canyon carving. The ride quality is very good, very refined, and the inside is pretty quiet. I mean, you don't get a lot of wind and road noise here. So overall, I think, Jack, you can make this a very comfortable road trip vehicle. And, you know, the DCT and the turbocharged engine give you the power you need for everyday commuting. So not a lot of complaints there. Inside, you get cloth upholstery as standard. My test vehicle came with leather as the range topping model. In the middle, you get synthetic leather. And I really like the way that Kia does this. Their synthetic leather does feel like legitimate leather. But Jack, what do you think of Kia's most recent interior quality? I think they did a great job with the new Sorento, but just in general.
Absolutely. I think they're killing it. I think they do a great job with interiors. It seems like they throw quite a bit of money at the interiors. They're using that as a differentiator. And I just think they do one heck of a job. I think they're so nice.
Yeah, this interior is nicer than even a $48,000 price tag, I think, suggests. You get real metal buttons and switch gear. You get nice trim. Everything feels solid. It's very well put together. And as I mentioned, the cabin is very quiet. So it feels like a more luxurious cabin than what you're actually paying for. The front seats, they're very wide. They're very spacious. They're nicely padded. This top trim came with quilted leather, or I wouldn't call it quilted, but nicely stitched leather. So there's some good texture in the seat to hold your body if you do decide to drive quickly, which I don't think a lot of people in this vehicle will. My tester came with second row captain's chairs, which, as we've talked about in the past, I really enjoy because it gives you some space between your kids. But it does cut seating from 7 in the regular 3-row model to 6 with the without the middle second row seat. You get a 12.3-inch touchscreen, a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, Bluetooth, 5 USB ports. My tester came with a Harman Kardon sound system. One thing I enjoy, and we've also talked about this in the past, Jack, is that Kia and Hyundai's infotainment is not the most flashy in the segment. So what you give up in terms of color and animations and things, you gain in simplicity and responsiveness. So this system is easy to use while you're driving. You don't have to dig around and hunt and peck for a bunch of different menus. And it's very easily visible from either of the front seats, so both people can control it. This vehicle also has a full suite of safety equipment. My top tester got a blind spot camera system, which displays a nice camera view of your blind spots in the gauge cluster, blind spot monitoring, forward, automatic braking, rear cross-traffic alerts, and the whole deal. So $48K is quite a bit to spend, Jack, but you get a lot for your money here. And we can't forget to say that it also has a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So I think it's definitely worth a look.
Absolutely. I think it's worth a look. I think maybe it's overshadowed by the Telluride that is kind of similar size in the Kia lineup. I mean, it's kind of interesting that they have both of those vehicles. But I think absolutely it's worth a look in that market.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to talk about something that has kind of a similar situation, actually. It's the Mazda CX-50. And when the Mazda CX-50, which is a compact crossover, was introduced, I think a lot of us thought, well, this will be the replacement for the Mazda CX-5. What Mazda did is kind of crossed us up, and they continue to sell the CX-5 and have been selling it now for 2 or 3 years as we've had the CX-50 also in the marketplace. And they seem to coexist okay within Mazda dealers. I mean, I'd hate to be a Mazda dealer trying to stock all of these different cars, but this is a nice compact SUV. I think it's a bit smaller than the CX-5, which is kind of interesting because in the compact segment, I think larger is the general trend. But this is a very upscale design, as Mazda tends to be in each of its segments. And we were talking just now about Kia's interiors. I mean, Mazda hangs its hat on great interiors as well. There are two engine choices for the CX-50. A standard 187 horsepower engine, and then the turbocharged 250 horsepower engine that was in the vehicle I had, which was toward the top end of the line. We were lucky enough to have top end kind of vehicles here, Chris. And well, before I get any deeper, I mean, you've had the CX-50, I think, fairly recently. I mean, what's your armchair look at this vehicle?
I remain baffled that Mazda can offer so many different vehicles in so many different configurations without going bankrupt, but I like the CX-50. It's a little bit more stylish than the CX-5. A lot of the same sort of attitude and capability, but it definitely is a little bit more upscale. And like I said, I like the way it looks, and it drives just fine.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the number of variations. There are 8 trim levels of the CX-50. I don't know how you as a dealer stock all of those, especially when you have multiple colors and all that kind of stuff to deal with as well. I was driving a Turbo Premium Plus, which is right at the top end, and the vehicle I have the Monroney here in my hand, it was $45,270. So kind of are in the same ballpark as the larger Sorento that you were driving, even though in base form, which is much closer to $32,000, $33,000, you have some pretty nice stuff, a 10.25-inch, 10.25-inch digital display. You have wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, a number of driver assistance features. Mazda is pretty liberal with the number of driver assistance and safety features they put in vehicles. Then you can add things like a panoramic sunroof and a Bose audio system, memory settings, stuff like that that I have in the Turbo model. As I said, this Turbo has a bunch of stuff. It has a 12-speaker Bose audio system, which works quite well, but I can talk about Mazda's infotainment system in a bit here. Sirius XM satellite radio. It had a head-up display, heated steering wheel, ventilated front seats. I mean, this is a luxury vehicle in all but brand. And I guess you could make the case that Mazda is becoming a premium brand. Premium Plus has a auto-dimming rear-view mirror, critical situation there. Heated rear seats. I wasn't in the rear seats very much. Navigation, phone charging, blind spot monitor, surround view camera, traffic jam assist, ton of stuff. So it's fully featured for $45,000, but it's $45,000 for a kind of smallish compact SUV. It is a blast to drive. I think you probably found that too, didn't you?
Yeah, Mazda does a really good job dialing in just enough sportiness, but leaving the comfort in place, right? So you get responsive handling, lively acceleration, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like you're getting beaten up on the road like a sports car would.
Yeah. You have paddle shifters. I kind of like going through that every now and then. I don't use it all the time. It's interesting to me, you know, going back to the Sorento that they use the dual clutch, but it works quite well. This is not a dual clutch, but a fairly fast-acting automatic. I had no problem with it. Fuel economy, pretty good. 30 miles per gallon on the highway with the standard engine. It's going to be a little less with the turbo. And, you know, when I'm wading in with my lead foot, probably significantly less. Again, this is on the small side for a small side for a compact SUV. And you know, there's vehicles like the CRV, the Honda CRV, for example, Hyundai Tucson, even Nissan Rogue offer more cargo capacity. Cargo capacity is kind of important. I think that's one of the reasons people are buying crossovers, right, Chris?
It is, and Mazda also kind of suffers with this in other models too, right? Like the CX-9 and the CX-7. We're not talking about the 70 or 90, but the stylish roofline that they give all their vehicles cuts into cargo space and third row seat space. So you do give up a little bit for that style, but I think it's worth it for a lot of people.
Yeah. Then there is the Mazda infotainment system, which continues to baffle both of us, right? I mean, it has a nice big screen, and it's easy to hook up wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. That's great. But the only time it works as a touchscreen is when you're using Apple CarPlay, right? You know, the rest of the time, you have to use this rotary dial on the console, and it's frankly difficult to use, difficult to figure out. You have to swirl through stuff, you know, your wrist gets tired from doing all this stuff. I'm baffled by this. I just don't understand why Mazda has gone this direction.
Yeah, anybody who's listened to us for a little while is probably tired of hearing this, but I am so tired of cranking that silly knob to get through lists of song names and radio stations and everything else. It's more distracting to use while you're driving. It's closer to reach, right? So you're not reaching across the cabin to get to the screen. But man, what an annoying thing that is.
Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. Well, I think we have two vehicles that are certainly worth taking a look at, the Kia Sorento and the Mazda CX-50. They're kind of, in terms of high value, the Sorento is quite high value. The CX-50, more premium priced, I think, but delivers a lot of premium features for that. I like the turbo engine as well. So two vehicles that I think are worth a look.
I agree.
And when we come back, we will have a special guest. His name is Sam Fiorani. He is a terrific guest on the show. He does auto forecasting for Auto Forecast Solutions. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd back with you, and we have a terrific guest who has been on the show many times before, and we keep inviting him back because he's so smart and really understands the industry very well. Sam Fiorani is Vice President of Global Vehicle Forecasting at Auto Forecast Solutions, and thanks for being with us, Sam. We appreciate it.
Always great to be here.
I appreciate you being with us because you're so knowledgeable about the industry. Obviously, you have to forecast what's going on, and I can't believe we're in November already, but we're rocketing toward a whole new year. What do you think people are going to say about 2024 when they wrap up this year?
Well, there's been a lot of turmoil in the industry. Stellantis has been pretty much the big story this year because their whole year has not progressed the way they thought. They've had huge inventories and low sales, and that's not just in North America, but around the world. They've adjusted production to deal with some of this inventory issue. And we recently looked at how their plan was at the beginning of the year and their plan now, and they've taken hundreds of thousands of units out of North American production alone. So it's very interesting to see how everybody's dealing with the planned sales and what has actually occurred.
And I think a lot of our listeners and viewers probably don't even know what brand Stellantis has in the United States. You know, certainly it's got Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, of course, maybe the biggest one, Fiat.
Alfa Romeo and Maserati.
Thank you. You're a professional at this. where have they taken most of the production out, and where have the shortfalls been? I mean, Jeep has always been kind of a cash cow for them, and I think they're seeing a lot of struggles against Ford Bronco, for example. But you tell me.
Yeah, no, the Bronco has finally taken something out of the Wrangler sales. Initially, Wrangler sales were doing very well, even with the Bronco on the market. But now that the competition has caught up and buyers are looking at them as alternatives for each other, we're seeing some sales coming out of the Wrangler. Inventories for the Wrangler and the related pickup, the Gladiator, have been very high, so dealers have been trying to get rid of these things. And Ram trucks have actually this year fallen out of the top three. It had traditionally been the F-Series, the Silverado, and the Ram truck, but as of last year, it fell to number four behind the Tesla Model Y.
A full-size pickup truck, of course, is very profitable, I think, for the manufacturers who build them. It's kind of a big deal, and they've shifted things around, I guess, with powertrain. In the Ram 1500, they're now going with this inline turbocharged six-cylinder engine versus the tried-and-true Hemi V8. How do you think that's affected them, Sam?
Buyers of Ram trucks want to hear that V8. That's the reason why they buy that. The trucks themselves are fantastic trucks. As among the top three, I would pick a Ram truck. They are just nice interiors, good riding vehicles, nice and powerful. But buyers want that sound. They buy it for the Hemi. And with the Hemi gone, there's less of a reason to buy it, plus the fact that it's now only a six-cylinder. Truck buyers, especially Ram truck buyers, have wanted that V8. And even though the new engine is spectacular, it's got a lot of power, it gets better gas mileage, it's very smooth, there's no reason to not want it, except it's not a Hemi. And the sales of Ram trucks this year have been lagging.
And kind of Ford fought that battle when it went to its EcoBoost engines, you know, kind of really de-emphasized V8 engines in the F-150 pickup truck, its full-size pickup truck. And Do you think buyers will get over it? Or
it was always a surprise when the six-cylinder F-Series took off. And they had multiple options for that. It wasn't just one, plus the fact that they still had the V8 available. It's still available today. The Hemi is a dirty engine, and it had to go away. The emissions were just not allowing it to stay in the market for that much longer. So transitioning straight over to the six-cylinder was probably a harsh way to go. They should have probably fed it in there for at least a model year to get the buyers ready for it. But it's done. It's gone. And buyers have to warm up to this new six-cylinder, which is an excellent option if you can't have the V8.
Yeah, this is something I've been thinking about for quite a while, Sam, and I'd love your comment on it. I mean, this is really driven by emissions and fuel economy requirements, this change from an engine that people loved, you know, it was beloved for generations, really very well accepted in the industry, fairly decent fuel economy, and the new fuel economy from the Hurricane 6 isn't all that much better, frankly, when you look at it. But this was really driven by all that, and essentially, so the government has been, for good or ill, and I'm curious as to your take on this, move the industry to change away from stuff that consumers are quite happy with into an engine or types of engines that might not be as durable. I think there's the likelihood that turbocharged engines aren't as durable as normally aspirated engines are. What's your overall take on that?
As a former turbocharged engine owner, I am not a fan of them. Granted, mine was a couple generations of turbos ago, and it wasn't that good. The newer engines are very good. They should last as long as a non-turbocharged engine. The lubrication has improved. All the engineering in the turbo has improved, so it should be a better engine. Time will tell if that's correct or not. But the market itself needed the push, the government push, into better emissions. As Henry Ford said 100 years ago, if it were up to the consumers, they'd want a faster horse. And so the consumers themselves are not going to desire a cleaner vehicle. They're going to desire a cheaper one, a more powerful one, a more utilitarian vehicle, but they're not going to necessarily look for clean. And manufacturers needed to be forced into clean, just like they needed to be forced into airbags and all these other things that have come along over the generations. But it has made for better vehicles. I just recently was comparing the Ford Escort of 40 years ago to a base model Buick today, and their base model Chevrolet, the Trax, they're priced about the same with inflation, yet the new Trax it's cleaner, it's more powerful, it gets better gas mileage, and it's safer. So all these things that have been dialed into this vehicle for roughly the same money over 40 years is something that the industry itself wouldn't have done. They just would have made it less expensive to build.
Yeah. Well, you know the old saying about how you boil a frog, right? You put it in water and you turn up the heat a little by little. And I think if people looked back, I have the, I guess, fortunate or unfortunate experience of seeing vehicles now where I was on the launch of the vehicle and they're now in car museums. That's kind of a weird situation. So the evolution has been there, and I don't know if people really picture how different cars are today than they were as recently as 20 years ago. I mean, they're pretty significantly different in terms of size, in terms of safety equipment, in terms of all kinds of deliverables, really, things that they offer the consumer that I'm not sure people are grasping.
Yeah, no, I too have been around long enough to have seen, to been at a car introduction and then been at a Concours event where it was showed up. So these vehicles have transformed considerably over definitely 20 years, definitely 40 years. If you go back 40 years, we were just dreaming about airbags and anti-lock brakes, and now they're standard across the board. From 20 years ago, even 20, 25 years ago, we didn't expect a vehicle to last 100,000 miles. And now used cars are typically selling for 150,000, 200,000 miles at substantial prices. It's not just, you know, that when a car hit 100,000 miles, dealers would not carry them 20 years ago. Today, they still bring $20,000.
Yeah. And they're pretty serviceable vehicles, including the one in our garage, the 2000 Chevy Tahoe, with about 130,000 miles on it. Well, the other side of this coin, I think, is affordability. And we talk about that on the show a lot. And I think it's got to be an issue that concerns everybody in the industry and everybody who's buying a car, right? It's just the ability to buy new cars. I think because of some technology, because of a lot of reasons, we're seeing very non-affordable to many people kind of vehicles, with the average transaction price nearing $50,000, for example. I mean, what's your comment on that?
A $50,000 new vehicle, average price of a new vehicle at $50,000, just it blows my mind that we're still selling 16 million a year. And so when you look at that number, if there were more offerings in the sub $50,000 range, in the sub $35,000 range, would we see substantially more sales? Would the sales go over 17 million where we saw it just a few years ago? We're looking at used vehicles that are selling for $30,000 on average. It's just amazing that people are still spending 5-6 years paying off these cars. The average age of a vehicle on the street is nearly 13 years. As you said, this is a different industry than it was 20 years ago, and it's just progressing into better quality vehicles, unfortunately higher priced vehicles, and people who are willing to spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on an everyday driver.
Yeah. I mean, with some monthly payments now topping $1,000 pretty substantially, I think the average monthly payment is in the $750 or $800 range, if I saw the statistics properly. And that was a rent payment for me when I was a young man. Are we going to see any manufacturers address this? Are we going to see some kind of more affordable vehicles? Or is that something that they really don't care about, and kind of leaving the used car market to take care of people who can't afford a new one?
The problem with having a void at the bottom of the market is that somebody will fill it. It's basic economics. If there's a space to fill, somebody will come in. And right now, the tariffs on imported cars from China are preventing that area to be filled. The problem that does is it pushes the prices up. Can't have a $30,000 vehicle, then you're going to be forced into a $40,000 vehicle or spend more on a used car.
Yeah, and buying a used car, right.
It's just pushing all the prices up.
It just strikes me that there is a profit opportunity there, and maybe not just for the Chinese, although they have significant cost advantages. I mean, walk our listeners and viewers through their cost advantages, why they can sell vehicles so much less expensively than other manufacturers can.
Well, labor in China costs less. So that not only is the assembly of the vehicle, but the parts of the vehicle and all the parts of the supply chain. So these vehicles that would sell for here for $30,000 can come across the ocean at $20,000 in some cases. They may not be the quality of vehicle that you're looking for, but they're not far from it. Chinese vehicles have progressed from where they were 20 years ago at the Detroit Auto Show. The Chinese vehicles that showed up there were the laughing stock. They were so cheap. The quality of the interiors were terrible. Now you look at them and they are globally competitive. They compete with the best of every market that they're in for the same quality, the same price, many times undercutting the prices. It's amazing how far they have come. But the American market has offerings in the lower price realm, but it's a handful of vehicles. We have the Ford Maverick, we have a couple Chevys and a couple Buicks that fill in that under $35,000 range, and then a handful of Nissans and Toyotas and Hondas that will come in that range as well. But there just aren't enough buyers there to encourage General Motors, Ford, Toyota, and Honda to fill in more of those gaps.
Yeah. Well, and it strikes me that a used vehicle is not a bad alternative these days, since the cars are better built and they have greater longevity. I wish we had a lot more time to talk, Sam. I mean, it's always stimulating talking to you. Our segment is only so long, but I hope we can talk again. I'd love to have your predictions for 2025, but I think that will wait for another interview. So, Sam Fiorani, who is Vice President of Global Vehicle Forecasting at Auto Forecast Solutions. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Jack, I'm always here for you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you for question and answer time. You provide the questions. We provide the automotive answers. We've been doing this a long time now and know more than a little, I guess, about cars, the car industry, and what you should buy, how you should treat your car, all of that kind of stuff. And let's dive into this. I mean, we have a question from Paul. And Paul is, I think he's just moved from the south up into a northern climb. I think he's in Michigan, Bay City, Michigan, and wants to know about winter tires. Should he switch to winter tires? And maybe nobody knows better about winter tires than our Maine-based correspondent and co-host, Chris Teague. Tell us about winter tires and what people should know about that.
Yeah, I will say that winter tires are absolutely a worthy investment. You know, one of the myths, I should say, that I kind of believed when I moved here from North Carolina, which in Charlotte doesn't get very much snow, is that all-wheel drive is what you really need in the snow, right? You know, it doesn't matter what the tires of the vehicle, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive is what you need. The reality there, Jack, and you probably understand this, is that all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive don't help you slow down. They may help you grip a little bit better in the snow, but without the right tires, you're just going to be sliding around on all four wheels instead of two. Even though, you know, a lot of people don't want to waste the money on them, I would say that snow tires are a very well, very worthy investment. They will help you with your acceleration, with grip, with braking, and they make everything a little bit more predictable in the snow. They can also help you on ice if you go with studs, which is a little bit more hardcore. But Jack, my answer is yes. Snow tires are a worthy investment.
Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Before we go, I'd like to mention my newest book, Dance in the Dark, a crime thriller inspired by true crime. And to tell you the truth, an even newer book is imminent from Jack R. Nered. So look for that coming up. It will be on Amazon in ebook and paperback form very, very soon. It's called Only One Thing Stays the Same. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you listen to America on the Road. And, of course, you can get America on the Road as a podcast and on YouTube and Rumble, too, can't you, Chris?
Absolutely. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the rest. Download us, like us, leave us a review. All those things help us, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Right. We'd love that. We thank you so much for being with us on America on the Road, and we hope you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.